Chapter 187, The Excellence of As-Salat, the Prayer. Allah the Exalted says, Verily, As-Salat, the prayer, prevents from al-fasha, i.e. great sins of every kind, unlawful sexual intercourse, and al-munkar, i.e. disbelief, polytheism, and every kind of evil, wicked deed. 29:45. 10:42. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, Say, if there were a river at the door of one of you in which he takes a bath 5 times a day, would any soiling remain on him? They replied, No soiling would be left on him. He, peace be upon him, said, That is the 5 obligatory salat prayers. Allah obliterates all sins as a result of performing them. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us about the merit and benefits of the performance of the prescribed 5 daily salat. Performing them will wash off one's sins. But this is true of only such salat which is performed in accordance with sunnah, i.e. punctually, in exactly the manner showed by the Prophet, peace be upon him, and not of that which is offered at will in one's own way. 10:43. Jabir radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, The similitude of the 5 obligatory salat is like a river running at the door of one of you in which he takes a bath 5 times a day. Muslim. 10:44. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reported, A man kissed a woman. So he came to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and informed him about it. Then Allah revealed this ayah, and perform the salat between the 2 ends of the day and in some hours of the night. Verily, the good deeds efface the evil deeds, i.e. minor sins. 11:114. The man asked the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, whether this applies to him only. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, It applies to all of my ummah. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Between the ends of the day means Fajr and Maghrib prayers. Some people think it refers to Isha prayer, while some think it means the Maghrib and Isha prayers. In some hours of the night means the Tahajjud prayers. This ayah of the Quran has been quoted here to stress that Salat is an act of great virtue and an expiation of sins, but only for minor sins, because the major sins will not be pardoned without sincere repentance. 10:45. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, The 5 daily salat prayers and the Friday prayer to the Friday prayer expiate whatever minor sins may be committed in between, so long as major sins are avoided. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith elucidates that the minor sins committed during the interval of the 5 prescribed salat and in the period intervening between one Jummah and the other are pardoned with the performance of the 5-time prescribed salat and the Jummah prayer, provided one does not commit major sins which are not forgiven without repentance, sins like shirk, associating someone with Allah in worship, disobedience of parents, false oath, false evidence, encroachment on an orphan's property, calumny against chaste women, etc., fall in the category of major sins and will not be forgiven by means of salat only. 10:46. Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, When the time for a prescribed salat is due and a Muslim performs his wudu and its acts of bowing and prostration properly, this salat will be an expiation for his past sins, so long as he does not commit major sins, and this applies forever. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith stresses the importance of performing salat with all its essential prerequisites, i.e. wudu and concentration of mind. Such a salat will expiate the sins.